Hi, this is Olana S. for the Anonymous S podcast. The first story I'm going to read for you guys is brand new. It's from a donor-conceived woman, and it's titled So Lost. I've always known that I was donor-conceived. My mother had no problem being honest with me, she said. I remember sitting on a swing set when I was six when the first question came about. My friend looked over at me and simply asked, "Why don't you have a dad?" "He's dead," I said, matter-of-factly. I had just watched the movie Bogus, and the little boy said that, so I stole it. It worked. No more questions asked. My mother is a strong woman. She suffered a terrible loss when my older brother died at 11 months due to an unknown genetic disorder that both she and her boyfriend had. She was a nurturing soul, loving children through and through, so much so that she opened her own daycare. She had worked four jobs for years in order to get the money for me together. My family disagreed, but supported her nonetheless. She tells me that it was between four donors, and the donor she chose was only because he had a full family history. For years, I was okay with it. No one asked anything of it, and I guess because living in a small town, everyone knew. Once I got into middle school was when the teasing kicked in. I brushed it off, but it only sank in. I had no father, nor would I ever. I had to pay people to not make fun of me when one of my teachers told the class about me. But still, I never brought it up to my mother. I loved her. I didn't want her to think that she wasn't enough. My friend's father slowly started molesting me, but I just liked the male attention, so I let it continue without saying anything. But when that started, so did the masochistic tendencies. To this day, my mom doesn't know about it, and I'm okay with that. As I got into high school, I realized I strived for any male attention, yet was disgusted by any sexual advances from my peers or friends of the male variety. When I was 14, my uncle, the one father figure I had, was sent to jail, later to be evicted out of our state and ended up moving across the country, leaving me without him or my aunt, who at times felt like more of a mother than my own. I saw my half-sister for the first time. She looked just like me, with our mothers confirming that, yes, we were in fact related on the paternal side. And no, they felt it unnecessary for us to get to know each other. I felt like I was drowning. I started hanging out with a guy that abused me, but once again, I was okay with it. It went on for a whole year before he left town. I started doing drugs a lot. I clung on to my guy friends, my teachers, and my friends' dads. I just needed their approval, I guess. All the while, my mother adopted five more children, and she had no idea what was going on. One of my friend's fathers, whom I still call Dad, he basically adopted me, and with that, had no problem slamming me into walls while in a drunken rage, because that's what he did with his own children. I took it as being his way of telling me that he loved me. No matter how many times he hurt me, he was my dad, and I loved him. I began a relationship with a girl that ended up with me doing a stint in a mental hospital. In therapy, they brought up the father issue, in which my mother shot down. I had no choice but to stay quiet As much as I wanted to scream, I just sat there staring at the floor. A few more times my father was brought up, and finally my mother had enough, and I didn't have to go to that hospital anymore. When I was 17, fresh out of the hospital, I started dating my best friend, who I had known for years yet never met, thanks to MySpace. He was 5 years my senior. But that went down the drain, so again I had lost a man that I loved. I moved away and moved back to nothing. I slept my way around my town for places to stay and for alcohol, surely becoming the epitome of daddy issue jokes. At 19, I joined the army because it was either that or prostitution. At 20, I got married to a guy that I barely knew and who had begun to pry the daddy issues out of me. And slowly he helped me deal with them until once again I was off empty-handed. I finally decided to simply ask my mom about my dad, which in turn caused her to berate me for bringing him up. Yet I still pushed and I pushed, and she said that she had a sketch of him in a safety deposit box in San Francisco. But I knew it was a lie. So I asked her if we could go get it. Again, she came up with a reason why she couldn't get it. And then the guilt came over me, so I dropped it. I tried so hard not to hate her for this, because I know she didn't know it would end this way. But part of me cannot help but think that I would be so different if I didn't have to live with this. I hate being around happy families. I long to have it all for myself. I would much rather be around a family that is self-destructing before my very eyes than a happy one, because I feel as though I could never have that. That one was titled So Lost. And then here's another donor conceived story. It's called I Feel So Alone. Born to a single mother, I'm the youngest daughter of 3 children. By the way, there are so many girls and women contributing. I would love if there's some men out there, I would really love to hear from more male donor conceived. But I think there's something about the women reaching out that's special. I don't know what it is yet, but it's significant. But let me continue. I feel so alone. Born to a single mother, I'm the youngest daughter of 3 children. I have 2 older brothers who were both conceived differently than I. None of us know our real fathers. My mother has never had a man in her life, ever. My grandparents, I never had a connection with before my grandfather died. And my grandmother got put in a nursing home. So I do not have connections with any other family members or relatives due to incidents in the past. So it's just me, my mom, and my brothers. And let me say, I feel completely alone. Oh, and did I mention I don't have good relationships with what little, quote, family, unquote, I do have? I'm 14, going on 15. My entire life, I was raised knowing that I'm donor conceived. And up until about 3 years ago, I was always okay with it. But then again, up until 3 years ago, I was nothing but a naive child. I've always told people the short and sweet answer of, oh, I don't have a dad. And I would never go into detail. Or I would say that he died. Do we notice a pattern here? Or I would say that he died when I was young, and then I would change the subject. I did the same thing. But I do this because I'm afraid of being judged, and I know that no one will understand. Growing up without a father has affected me in more ways than I can count. Not to mention my friends have labeled me with daddy issues due to my promiscuous behavior, my emotional dependency on older guys. I wonder all the time who he is, and my mother never likes to talk about it with me, though I cry anytime I try to talk about it. I would give anything to have a father. Maybe then I wouldn't be so clingy, emotionally dependent, and let's face it, screwed up. I resent my mom horribly. I know it's wrong, but it's true. There will always be a part of me that will be forever angry with her for the decision that she made. When I try to talk to her about it, she doesn't understand. She says that I don't need a dad, which is easy for her to say because she had a dad growing up and doesn't know what it feels like. I have no one to talk to about this. I'm just sick of this empty feeling inside my chest, and there's nothing to do about it. Well, those are the two donor-conceived stories that we got recently. I just want to thank you guys for listening to this podcast. I'm humbled by your contributions. I'm working on putting these into a book as we speak, and it looks like that's going to happen. So stay tuned for a real live print version of the Anonymous Best Stories. And if you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to our email list, and then as soon as the book is published and ready to go out, you can get a copy. This is Alana S. signing.